by the top, and then his chargers, he come up there, he tried it too, but he didn't, and he just come straight up and came out of the hole. Everybody was laughing.
So if you wanted to get your blacksmith work done around here, you went Shorty work, did you, from this area?
Gordon Breeden,
he was at New Freetown. Were there any baseball teams in Dunkerin? Was there a Dunkerin baseball team?
Before my time, but I knew that.
Yeah, I forget somebody, but that, I forget what they called the team at the time. It was the Drew Robertson boys, and Ken Ellison worked for Wally Webb at the time. He was a pitcher. Bill Burton was catcher.
Did you play for
Harry Benninger was played or not, but Clark Boys played Cecil.
What year were we talking about?
Remember what year they bought the extra acre from the schoolyard there?
No, that was before my time, but I remember hearing them yelling.
They'd be back in the 30s, I don't know, 33, 35. I think I finished school in 37. Probably before that.
Can you run through those people again who were on the ball team?
Those two are the two, Robert Goldberg's hard and Earl.
Hartley? Robinson? Robinson?
Robertson.
And there was Lewis Hartley, I guess, really played up there.
What was his last name? Lewis Archibald.
Howard Webb played.
Did they play the Scott Settle?
Howard would probably be one of them.
No, we played. I remember playing on the school team with the school here in the section. So that was just a school team. But they had just me a team.
Any memories of girls' baseball? Lakeman's the first one. We have a picture of Scott Settle in baseball. And the star of that was Lil Westlake Hibby. And I'm not sure if there isn't a kite lady from the picture of the people, the names of whether the kite lady girl. Still working with Clarence on me. I gave this picture to Clarence and Murray to get the girls' names. And we've got it narrowed down. There's one girl we're having problems with. Got about three names for her. the one that we thought it was Phyllis. That isn't.
Phyllis
Driver. But it was her sister. It wasn't she, it was her sister. Anyway, we just wondered, we were looking to find, somebody was telling, like, somebody told me the other day that it was a girls' baseball team. We have this girls' baseball team. We haven't found anybody to play games with. I don't know if they played. They must have played in Toronto or something like that. They're real splashy uniforms. Like little scores, big sweater with SS on the front. One glove. That's the other thing, you know. Anybody who wants to game today, you play ball. The catcher had a glove. And later on, maybe the first baseman, but the rest of them had gloves. Boys and girls?
The schools used to.
Schools
and then they could play another school.
Okay. Eddie, you were mentioning Holland. Was there any organized hockey in
We used to go down to the river and skate there, and everybody would go back and play and skate.
Remember when Mrs. Welsh?
The beginnings of the days of the Bush Party, wasn't it?
Wasn't they drink around and froze pretty fast?
Inside the road.
Were there any, now when you take wintertime, there were summertime basically, did the dances go year round? Any other summer activities or seasonal activities?
Yes, sir. My uncle taught it with skate to Bradford on the old river. That was a long way around, because we were away the river goes. They used to get on down there and skate to Bradford up the street. I remember Tom with your dad was to get back to Dunkirk Church. People used to give us a tree. Many would do it now.
Saturday night, I guess,
Sunday morning, you'd carry wood into the old box, getting them
that thing going on there, there'll be no church by the time we go back in the afternoon. She keep her up.
Oh, there was a hole under one. No. There was a hole under that stone being cut.
Every rural church had that same problem because they all had a high ceiling, and you know they had to heat them from the top down, and even in very
pipes of this stove went up and over up there, and the pipes of that stove went up on the cotton up here.
Yeah,
that's the way they did up there.
Well, not an awful job making those pipes up.
Yeah, pretty exciting in church when they. When the stove pipes caught up, right?
Oh, yeah.
We won't get into that. Who had the first car in Dunkirk?
Sure, whether Billy would have the car when he threw the farm and all, but I imagine he did because he went around by himself, cut up the horse and all things. He's Sheila Kelly's.
Here with that,
his mother and Tom.
Well, I guess I call him the Bob King, you know, the brass rod, so King.
15, 16. Dennis must have sold quite a few. We were speaking to John Neshaw the other day when they bought 15, and then they traded him in the next year, 16. I don't know what the advantages were. I don't expect that the Ashtrays would go. But they bought 15, and then the next year they bought 16. So you say your dad bought a lot of people?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather?
He bought it. My dad was going to buy it from him.
Your grandpa was his name was?
James.
They're actually memory problems.
First one I drove was the 37 O's, if you remember, they had all the real
I remember that.
What do they call that stuff? Car, Roy, we had the first family car we had. I was 21, I guess, and was starting to drive. So anyway, once it was on the way up to the lake one Sunday night, they used to sing songs up there at the second ministry.
Thank you.
The children ever go up to them. Anyway, coming out, I was driving and they ended up after. Johnson, he and I collided. He just hooked on to the front fender. Just old nice car, already 37. Then it had to drive again. So the next morning, Roy gave me a heck of a witness. He recognized the car and put this guy to it. It was the winter time this car had a habit of flooding. He went and started. So anyway, this one that Monday morning, we were shipping pigs. Roy went to go someplace and he left the car. Alma Davis came in with the truck and picked these pigs up. See what I'm talking about? Roy said, "Give me a tow, Alma." "Yeah." Well, Alma took him and towed him down through it. Alma stopped and Roy didn't. He took my shirt off. Out of the truck. I never said a word. I never said a tone disorder. That learned me a lesson. Our kids broke everything really. I just got fixed. Everyone did in the tent.
His favorite speech was always, "It could have been worse, it could have been me."
The first car I drove was the 28 Whippet.
Yeah, that's what you had.
Yep, yeah. That had one. I started driving that when I was 9 years old. And you didn't worry about police. Mom and I drove all over the country. If Dad was too busy in the field, I could drive. Mom couldn't. She was a good passenger. And I'll never forget, we went to an auction sale. And I bought two Walton watches, one lady's watch, one man's key winder. Both there working, and Dan Watson was the auctioneer. I said, 25 cents. He said, "Here, son, enjoy the rest of your life." I still have
them. Wow, good for you.
Doris has got two of them. One's our dad's, and the other's Bob Fortune.
What were the names on those watches?
The Waltham.
Both Waltham.
45.
A lot of walls. There's
one lady, an all Sterling silk.
They have a stem line?
The man's was a key line, the other is the stem line. But you change the time on the key winder with the key that winds in the back of the dog.
Why worry? That's what it seems. That's what comes his name in Bradford. Yeoman, yeah. Up one street and never really, okay.
Did your father ever have a driver's license? Did he ever, he never had a test. Did you have a test?
I had a test.
The test came in, I think it was in 1929, the test came in. I'm not too many of us here will remember who the driver was in 1929. I know, like, my father, neither my father nor my mother ever had driver's license. They just got a license.
I know that my father had, but no, I went in. Sure, so I was defeated on my 16th birthday. No problem.
You know, the other interesting aspect of police, the water bill, he came up here in 1955. He told himself about combine. Harvest week, the first year we had crop up here, combine down there, we drove it up 400. Combine here, store it here, the next year we combine here, and then drove it back down there. So I drove it up and down, I didn't know if we drove it down back to the So I drove it up and down 400 three times. And after that, 5 years. Cops would come along and say, How are you making out? Oh, fine. Okay. Any problems? Oh. Nope.
When did you come up? 55?
55. 55. 55.
Had moved out from Colmar Avenue in front of to where they are. It used to be like a number 5 Avenue. So change that. Wouldn't know if I could have a look at the state and bring a combine up for Harry Dale or a gold. Brand new case combine. So we did, he drove without a case and just come up every 27 in a week. So we stopped. He said, okay, you can drive up there. I had brought it all the way from there on Harry Dale's. That was the most traffic of a road.
Well, too, and then the farm, you know, the farm machine, then no problems either. Okay, what about your memories of roads? Like, there were good roads and there were, not, and there were better roads and there were some pretty poor
narrow
roads.
Narrow roads, no piles.
I guess we'll go back a step. When did the township start to get start a roads department? Do you remember anything about that? Or do you remember all?
The first grade that I got was around. We just started to go together in the early 40s. And yeah. The road grade. Well, then they had they bought that old four-wheel, that big four-wheel drive, they have the WD, they called it. They must have bought it around 46, because they used to use it in the winter time when they started their driving sheds on the farm. So they had 2 inches of 7 on that.
No, back in the 40s, early 40s.
This was the snow plow. Caterpillar tractor to slide.
Yeah.
That's what this one.
Yeah.
And they push it off the road.
Yeah.
What did they do before? Before they had, like you say, so before 1942, there were basically no snow plow at all. What happened on the 88 highway?
Take the car across to 88, leave the pavements, and go across on the stone road to Morris. So we get through Wilford's and through. Armstrong,
Bateman,
leave the horse and Bateman. I don't know how they cleared the highway, but
the highway was cleared like there was a track.
To get to town.
Farmers need to be told.